As a member of Destiny's Child, Beyoncé established herself as an R&B megastar. The group released 8 albums and had 4 number one singles on Billboard magazine's pop chart before disbanding in 2005. Beyoncé continued a solo career that began in 2002. Her current tour opened in Sweden on May 3rd.
I've been from Japan to all over Europe, and now I'm in America, and I've met some amazing people, and it's really been a blast.
Beyoncé's success continues to grow. Along with an Oscar nomination for her role as Dina Jones in Dreamgirls, 10 Grammy Awards, her 7 nominations leads the upcoming MTV Music Video Awards.
I know, it's crazy. I didn't even read it. I just saw it in the paper yesterday, and I was like, are you serious? I had no idea. I'm just grateful that people still appreciate my music, and I put so much heart and soul into everything I do, so it really feels good to know that people enjoy it.
B-Day. Her latest CD is titled B-Day. It was released on her 25th birthday, September 4th, 2006. What do you give a girl that has everything?
So last year I had a huge party after the MTV Awards. There were so many people there that I really didn't enjoy my birthday. It was just too much. So this year I've learned my lesson. I just want maybe me and 5 or 10 other close friends of mine to go out to a restaurant and do something really simple and not all the pressure of throwing a party.
Beyoncé's film career includes Austin Powers' Gold Member, The Fighting Temptations, The Pink Panther, and Dreamgirls. She is not in a hurry to start working on another film.
Until I'm ready to really mentally and emotionally prepare myself for a year commitment for a movie, I'm not going to rush into another movie. So I'm actually going back in the studio in December, and I'm going to start working on another album.
Beyoncé writes and produces her own music and plans to continue in that role.
I don't know until I actually get in the studio what I'm going to write, and it's kind of like whenever I try to think about it before, it never comes out right, so I just wait until I get in the lab and whatever happens, happens.
Although Beyoncé began singing and dancing at age 3, the idea of fame and fortune never entered her mind.
When I was a little girl, I never ever imagined that I would have this career. I still have to, you know, I forget that, you know, I'm famous, and I forget sometimes. Like, I'll just go driving and go to a store, and I'm like, what am I thinking? It might be paparazzi out here. I can't just do this anymore.
Your life has changed,
I'm
sure.
It has.
Beyoncé is one celebrity who has used her fame to help others in need. In 2005, she started the Survivor Charity Foundation, named for one of Destiny's Child's most famous songs.
My mother and I have a foundation where we have provided transitional housing for a lot of the Hurricane Katrina survivors. And I've been very involved with my church for years, and we built this amazing house and this amazing home for people that are homeless or that are recovering alcoholics or addicts or kids that just need something positive to do to keep them off of the streets. And I'm very proud of that.
Well, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing some wonderful things with your fame.
Thank you.